Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. On today's program, we will check in on the Arkansas Community Foundation. The statewide nonprofit is celebrating its 45th anniversary this year and now has more than $500 million in assets under management. Roby Brock has an interview with President and CEO Heather Larkin. We'll have that after the break, plus some of the other top news from the past week on today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. More information at ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
With over two decades of experience with the Arkansas Community Foundation and over 10 years as president and CEO, Heather Larkin has been front and center helping nonprofits in Arkansas navigate the COVID-19 pandemic. In a recent interview with Roby Brock, Larkin discussed the nonprofit environment the past year and what's ahead.
The Arkansas Community Foundation, 45 years in the making, nearly a half billion in assets. Tell me what you guys have been doing right. What's the niche that you guys have filled over the last four and a half decades?
Well, I tell you, it's been amazing. 45 years ago, a group of statewide leaders came together to form this thing called the Community Foundation. And it was just a glimmer in their eye on the impact it would have. But it was all about capitalizing on local people, local philanthropy, and building Arkansas through charitable giving. And here we are 45 years later with a half a billion in assets and with a grant-making history that is, you know, rich and has made an amazing difference in our communities across the state.
Tell me a little bit about what the last year has been like. The governor pulled you guys in for this pandemic grant process. I think you guys maybe did three rounds of grant making out of all of that. For folks who have not been able to keep up with it from the 10,000 foot level, tell me what all you guys did over the last year and what's been kind of the impact.
Well, COVID definitely gave the communities foundation an example of what a community foundation can do. We are not a disaster relief organization, but we are responsive to our communities. So last year, March 13th, as the state shut down, the community foundation rallied. And by March 19th, we had grants going out the door. Over the last year, we made grants for COVID-19 relief in three phases. The first phase was that March 19th to April 15th phase, where we deployed 678 grants almost immediately, $1,000 grants to nonprofits just to get money in their hands to keep the doors open as demand skyrocketed. Those were pretty quick and you know, fairly simple as far as the process went. Phase two launched on April 18th. That was a little deeper type of philanthropy. We started making $25,000 grants. It lasted until June. We ended up making about 120 grants in that grant cycle for ongoing economic needs, a little deeper healthcare, food security, schools. And then finally, we started phase three in the end of June and continue a little bit. We still have a little grant making going out where we started digging deeper into some of the bigger issues, making grants for housing, for small businesses, really targeting communities of color. And we've made about 40 grants of about $500,000 in that phase. So overall, we have made nearly $3.2 million in grants just responding simply to COVID, just trying to help communities, small businesses, and nonprofits respond to their constituents.
You guys have recently got a $1 million funding from Facebook to reach out more to the African-American community in some ways. Tell me how that money is going to be spent and when will we see activity on that front?
We're really proud of that. Facebook has a very large commitment to Black communities, and we were contacted by them. We did not apply for a grant, but they called us because of the reputation of the Community Foundation and then because of the Little Rock metro area and some of the demographics that they had researched there. So we did receive $1 million from Facebook. We are calling it the Building Black Communities Fund. We have convened a group of Black leadership, mainly partnering with the Arkansas Black Philanthropy Collaborative. They're running the initiative. They're making all the decisions on that, and they will be making grants of that money. Probably the RFP will go out here in the next month or two, I would say April or May. We hope to have those grants awarded in early summer to Black-led and Black-serving nonprofits in the Little Rock metro. It was restricted to the Little Rock metropolitan area.
Okay. When do things get back to normal, post-pandemic normal, for the Arkansas Community Foundation? You get back to the business of what you've done for 44 years before this most recent year.
We're ready to get back to whatever that normal is. We'll continue to support our nonprofits doing this work. You know, COVID will have implications for all of us for, you know, years to come. But we've done good work, and we're ready to get back to solid grant making. We've got a lot of things on the horizon, not only our Building Black Communities Fund. We've got an initiative in food security that will be statewide. We're going to continue our work in the Excel by 8, which is the grade level reading work that we do. And then just working with great Arkansans, wealthy and not, to make a difference in their communities.
That is Heather Larkin, President and CEO of the Arkansas Community Foundation, which helps manage charitable endowments and direct local giving efforts for interested individuals and entities throughout the state. You can learn more at arcf.org. In other news this week, residential building permit activity in Northwest Arkansas's four largest cities is ahead of last year's pace through the first 2 months of 2021. And that's good news for a market that is lacking inventory. According to permit data from each city, there were 229 residential permits issued through February in Bentonville, Fayetteville, Rogers, and Springdale. That's up 8.5% from the same period of 2020. Arvest Bank kicked off its 11th annual Million Meals initiative this week, and it continues through May 29th. The campaign's goal is to provide at least 1 million meals to those in need, and it benefits more than 90 selected organizations throughout the bank's 4-state footprint. And Hellion Bikes, that's a bicycle manufacturer from Seattle, has relocated its business operations to Northwest Arkansas. The owner says he plans to set up shop along one of Bentonville's existing trails, but declined to offer any specifics right now about where or an opening date. We will, of course, report those important details when they are available. For those stories and more, visit nwabusinessjournal.com, where you can keep up with our reporting of business news each and every day. I'm Paul Gatling, and that's the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.